Welcome to Two Beards, One Garage. This is a podcast where two pizza makers living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, discuss Wisconsin sports and life without a filter. We take off the Wisconsin sports goggles and tell it like it is. This is a guy's guys podcast, and if you are easily offended, triggered, or all the other shitty words people make up when they hear different opinions than their own, you may want to choose a better, more woker podcast to waste your time with, because we don't give two fucks. Things will most likely fly off the rails from time to time, so sit back, crack a beer, and just enjoy two dirtbags talking sports.
In a world being overrun by a bunch of douchebags, scared to speak their mind, there are two men trying to change the game, one podcast at a time. They go to great depths to secure the sacred art of tearing apart pro athletes who are much more talented, good-looking, and richer than them. Will they be able to bring the common man closer to the athletes? Probably not. But they'll go down fucking swinging as they try. This is Two Beards, One Garage.
Yo, 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 what's up, you shit-eating rednecks? It is Harky Zarecki back, yep. And our buddy Rico is going to be joining us for the podcast tonight. It is May 13th, 2020, and just like every week, it's Wednesday night, so out in the garage, just put the kid to bed, and we're ready to talk a little bit of Packers schedule again, just because Z wasn't around on Sunday when Petey's drunk ass was slurring through that schedule. And then we're also going to bring up kind of the baseball and their situation where are they going to play, who's getting paid what, and these guys know a little bit more than I do about that, so they'll go through that. And then I'm sure we'll just kind of bullshit about some random stuff we usually do. So kind of let Z kind of give his take on what he thought about the schedule here.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, listening to you guys, Petey talking about it, we went from Tampa Bay all the way down to Tennessee. So if I was going on the order that Petey was kind of going through games, I would have asked backwards. Yeah,
he showed up fucking tuned up. And I was, by the end of the podcast, he was looking at his watch. I'm like, yeah, we got to fucking end this. You can hardly talk.
I didn't listen to it all the way through.
And then after we stopped recording and shit, he's like, dude, I'm fucking smoked. I gotta go take a nap.
We're looking at
gets in his car, fucking in reverse, and just peels off. I'm like, oh boy.
Judging off of this, he hammered about 10 by himself here. Then he said he had 4 before he got here. So
he had breakfast beers going smart to work. Man. Over off.
Shout out to Pete. Hopefully he's not evicted yet. He got the old notice from his downstairs douchebag neighbor,
you know,
that we were being a little too loud.
I honestly didn't put two and two together on that until today when he said about coming back for the UFC fights. And I was like, wait a second, what the hell is he talking about? I'm like, I just thought that letter he had was something to do with work.
No.
And then I was like,
well, I think fucking Rico was instigating a little shit.
I mean, here's the thing. It was fucking 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday. We were not being outrageous.
We weren't.
No, so every time I had to, like, tap my foot, I'd give it a little bit harder on the ceiling for that old piece of shit.
Oh, that's right, because Petey's on the second floor, right? Yeah.
I was kind of browned out. How old's that person? Do you know? Does he know?
I don't even know the person. I think he was old, Petey said, but listening, we're going to break your hip, old man.
Oh yeah. Coronavirus ain't got shit on you.
So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of go through the Packers schedule just with, like, maybe a little fun fact or kind of how the Packers have fared against some of these teams. So, week one, Minnesota Vikings. Now, I looked up the Packers versus Vikings record win-loss ties in the last 10 years. Packers are 12-6-2 versus Minnesota since 2010.
Two ties.
Yeah. Both at Lambeau.
Yep.
Petey, Schiff, and Trevor at that game. The last one, that was in 2018. And then I believe it was 2013. Scott Tolzien started the game.
Yeah.
That was the year that Aaron Rodgers had a broken collarbone. Tolzien started. Flynn came in, tied it. And I remember, I'll never forget, I was coming back from somewhere that weekend. And that's when we lived together.
Yeah.
And I remember I get home and I was like, we ain't watching this shit sober. I think we went to the Mobile, got some beers, and just like,
oh yeah,
fucking shit sucked. And the Packers also are 1-0 against the Vikings in the playoffs. That was the year that...
Oh, the fucking shitbag started.
Yes. Oh, Jesus. What was his name? Joe Webb, right?
Joe Webb, yeah.
Joe Webb.
Because
so.
What? Christian Ponder got hurt, right?
Yeah, and then that was the same year the Packers played the Vikings week 17 at the Metrodome. We went to that game.
That was a pretty good game.
It was a good one. So, enough with the Vikings. Now, this I kind of found crazy. The Detroit Lions, Packers have swept them 4 times out of the last 10 years, but they are also only 12-8 against the Lions in the last 10 years. And in those 12 wins, they only beat the Lions by an average of 6 points.
Damn.
Every time.
Yeah.
The Lions are just awful to watch.
And, you know,
they're so shitty.
Yep. And, like, I can't believe that the Packers, if you had told me in the last 10 years who the worst winning percentage against the division would be, I would have probably said Minnesota, and it's fucking Detroit.
I'm actually just thinking of it right now. Do you possibly think because they've actually had a franchise quarterback the whole time? Well, for the most part, Stafford, and then you look at the Vikings and the Bears, they haven't. I mean, with Cutler and then what other shitbags they thrown in there and.
And what's his name? The receiver, Kelvin Johnson.
Too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was there for
helps.
Most
yeah.
decade. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of crazy, though, that, yeah, Detroit, it seems like an easy win all the time, or you kind of get really upset when you lose. But I think the way I look at it, it's kind of like Miami against New England. You know, somehow Miami always seems to fucking throw a wrench into the Patriots' plans, too. So,
yeah.
You know, those teams got nothing to play for. They're playing for everything, and you have an assumed win.
And, yeah, and just like last year, last week of the year, I mean, fucking Detroit could have folded it in right away, but they came out like it was their Super Bowl. So, good for Detroit for, you know, giving the Packers a hell of a time. Next game, New Orleans Saints. The last time they beat them was in September of 2012. Only thing I remember of that fucking game was Graham Harrell getting one goddamn play at quarterback. Packers were inside the 10, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And first and goal or second and goal, some bullshit like that. And fucking Graham Harrell fumbled the snap and damn near lost the game. But he didn't, so good job. Little trivia question here. Do either of you know the last time the Green Bay Packers won at New Orleans?
Super Bowl.
I guess technically that would be correct, but
actually
beat
the
Saints. So Rico, you are right.
I thought you were trying to throw a trick question in there, Z.
I'll give you a hint. Was not like that. The last one at New Orleans and the Super Bowl very close together. So that probably just giving away.
I don't know.
95.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I thought you were just wondering, like, a game.
Well, that's the last time they won at New Orleans.
I was just trying to think of the actual game, but I couldn't.
And, the Packers, the last 2 times playing the Saints, the last time Brett Hundley started at quarterback because Rodgers broke his collarbone, and then the time before that, the Packers got their asses kicked on Sunday night.
Yeah, I remember I was in college.
And also the time before that they played at the Metrodome was Aaron Rodgers' first year starting at they were at New Orleans, and the Packers' defense gave up 50-some-odd points. So
yeah.
That was a good game. Anyway, the next game, Atlanta Falcons at home. I'll give you one more trivia question here. What's the last time the Falcons came into Green Bay and beat them?
Michael Vick.
No. This will give it away. He's still the quarterback.
So Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But when? Even when the Packers had Rodgers out, they beat the Falcons at home. I was at that game.
I'll give you a hint. Over 10 years ago.
2010. I'm going to do the close. Ah, God.
Packers did lose some in the regular season, but it was at Atlanta.
I don't remember.
It was Rodgers.
Did you beat him in the playoff?
It was Rodgers' first year starting again.
Kobe. Oh, I don't feel like I remember a ton of those games. I
don't either because I actually had to look. I actually, for some reason, when I was looking at this, I kind of looked back at the Packers, that year, that 2008. And, yeah, there's just some games that I couldn't fucking believe or, like, whatever. Tampa Bay Buccaneers seems like a, well, not an easy one. Now that Gronk and Brady are there, but Packers are only 2-5 in their last seven. So that dates back to like 2000. And the Packers are 2-5 in their last seven games there.
Yeah. When you asked the trap game, I was going to put this, and that's even with Winston there. They always struggle with Tampa.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Goddamn cannonballs being blown off.
Texans, Packers are 3-1 against them all time. And the last time the Packers played at Houston, Rodgers went 24-37 for 338 and 6 TDs.
Remember? James Jones had like two of those?
Yep.
He had one hell of a catch, I remember.
I remember Wade Phillips thought blitzing Aaron Rodgers was smart.
Yeah.
That did not go over good. Vikings, again, we don't need to talk about them. The Niners, this is kind of fun, interesting with this little rivalry here. From 1996 to 2010, the Packers won 13 out of 14 games versus the Niners. But then the Niners came back and won the next four. Packers won the next two. Niners have won the last two. So that rivalry kind of gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
Also, what do you guys think about this? I was kind of thinking this over the other day, like last week when the schedule came out. Are you really that upset that they're going to go out to San Francisco on short rest? Do you guys really give a shit?
I don't know if it matters, honestly.
They went up there fully rested and got their cuts kicked in.
So that's what I was thinking, too. Like, Packer fans are all fucking sorts of squirrely about that. I'm like, maybe this will be good. I don't know. Fucking the last two times, you came off a fucking bye week in the regular season, got blasted.
I mean, I can – not that I'm going to make an excuse. Your schedule, but it is a division game that's Sunday before against the Vikings. Those are usually – usually you get your shit pounded in pretty well, but I mean, I'm sure every team has to play. They have to play that Thursday game, so it's
So I don't know.
I mean, at least the Packer fans have a built-in excuse when they get their cocks kicked in again.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't as pissed off, or like that didn't bother me as much as it did a lot of other people. But also, Jacksonville Jaguars, Packers are 4-2 all time against them. You know that every game that these two teams have played, Jacksonville and Green Bay, every game except for the first meeting has been decided by single digits.
I remember what was 2015 or 16? Week one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a fucking nail biter.
Yep. And then also the last time the Jags came to Lambeau Field, they were terrible. Packers are pretty good, and fucking Jacksonville gave them everything they could. Yeah. That's one game there that I don't think – I don't know. Everyone's just kind of circling that one as a dub, but who the hell knows. Then also here's another little trivia question. The next opponent, Indianapolis Colts. Well, the last time the Packers beat them, that's when you, me, and Tom went.
Yeah.
And that was in 08. When is the last time the Packers won at Indianapolis against the Colts?
So this is just random, but I remember the Colts fucking – beat the Super Bowl team, the Packers.
Yep.
They were supposed to kick the shit out of them.
Yep. They were 0-11 that game or something.
And then the other game I remember, but they lost, was a shootout against the Colts and probably like 0-7 or something.
It was like 0-4, I think.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I was in high school. Yeah, yep. I know you said that.
So last time the Packers went into Indianapolis. Oh,
and then the fucking goddamn. Was Luck a rookie, and then they lost.
Yep, and they were up big in that
Chuck
game.
Chuck Strong game.
You got a guess, Rico?
Fuck no. I was just a wee lad, must have been.
I like trying to think it
in
my head.
I'll just stop. It was kind of a trick question. The Packers have never won at Indianapolis.
See, that's why we couldn't think of it. Anarchy are smart.
At least I remember the games that were played there.
Yep.
But yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I saw that because it was funny when I was going through this. I was like trying to think,
when did they become the Indianapolis Colts?
I think the 80s, like late 80s, somewhere in there. Because they have beat them, but they were the Baltimore Colts, so it didn't count.
Yeah.
But Packers, Bears, I found this just insane. Packers are 16-4 in the regular season against the Bears in the last 10 years, and 1-0 in the playoffs when they beat them in the NFC Championship game. That's...
Domination.
Yeah. And actually, some of the games, too, I was like looking, I'm like, God, damn, those games must have been all close, and I'm like...
Thursday night game.
Yeah, they kicked the fuck out of them.
Well, then they beat them the Super Bowl year back-to-back games. They played them the last round, yep, got in, then played them the first round of the playoffs, or was that
NFC championship game? Okay.
They played, yeah, Philly the next round, and then
okay. Yep. Eagles, I don't know, that game last year, and just in general, it seems like when the Packers-Eagles get together, fucking weird
shit.
Hey,
Mike Pettine, why don't you get a fucking game plan this time, you dick snot?
That game plan last year was almost like, oh, we're tied, or we're only down three, let's just see how long it can go. Well, the Eagles just took advantage of that. Obviously, we all remember Eagles-Packers, 4th and 26. Rico, where were you for that game? Were you, like, how old were you? Were you in high school or something? I don't even know how old you are.
32, so I'm...
Oh, okay, you're like, right, yeah, so you're a little older than me.
Yeah, I do remember that four... All I know is I don't remember where I was watching it, but I remember throwing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did, but I know I was pretty angry and something got broken when that happened.
I still like that 4th and 26 game. Jesus. But, I don't know. I didn't really find anything too cool on the Panthers-Packers rivalry.
I think the only thing that pops in my mind is the NFC Championship. Or no, the – not NFC. Is it?
Yeah.
Division, it was
the NFC Championship game, yep.
Yeah. That game was – my parents have a gigantic picture of like a aerial shot of Lambeau on that day. I just remember like Dorsey Levins, that fucking catch he made was – And then fucking Kevin Green was on that team. That was a good team.
And Carolina,
Sam Mills,
yeah.
Kerry Collins.
And they had a lot. Carolina had a lot of veterans.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's.
Expansion.
Yeah, expansion team. So they got, yeah, some from every other team.
Who did they lose to in the Super Bowl? Or
who's that?
Carolina that year.
New England?
Oh, you're saying in 03?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was New England. Then they lost.
Benetary.
What did they make? They've made two Super Bowls. And then they lost to the Broncos in 15.
Oh, yeah. Scam.
Yep.
I remember that game.
Then and then also the Tennessee Titans. I found this kind of interesting. Packers are only 2-4 against the Tennessee Titans all time. And actually, the Titans have beat the Packers 4 out of the last 5 times they played.
Yeah. When I think of the Titans game, I think of fucking Mike Daniels. Making,
yep,
a little bit of a comeback, and then he gets that,
yep,
personal foul. Fucking,
yeah,
penalty.
What a,
I think, yeah, I was watching it by myself out in the garage that year. The guy, I want to say I was watching it. I think Glor was in town. That's why I was out in the garage.
So I remember.
And,
yeah, I remember.
I think I had fantasy. I had Red Zone on one TV and the other, and then the Packer game on the other.
Yeah. So that's the Packer schedule there. I did want to bring up one other kind of cool thing, or not cool, but interesting thing, I guess. You know, Russell Wilson has zero career MVP votes.
Well, I guess the last few years, maybe, but, I mean, when he was a rookie and when he was winning, he wasn't doing shit. But the running game he had and the defense, like, I don't blame him.
He
didn't really need to.
I guess I was just kind of surprised. I thought fucking somebody
Colin
would.
Colin Cowherd.
Oh, God.
He would give him fucking 80.
I also saw that Seattle tried, I don't know if this is true or not, all fucking rumors on Twitter, who the fuck knows. But I did see that Seattle called Cleveland in 2018 with the number one they had the number one overall pick, Cleveland did. Seattle called and said, hey, we'll throw you Russell Wilson if you give us that pick. Cleveland turned it down for Baker. I want, like,
wow.
If that's true, what would you do, Rico? Would you take, if you're the Browns, would you have accepted that trade to take Russell Wilson in and give up the first overall pick?
Kobe.
I mean, it's hard to say, right?
I think it actually,
and he made it.
I think it went in.
Made it as it was falling down. If the hoop didn't fall, you wouldn't have made it. But by the grace of God, you made it.
That was a street killer right there.
He's got something going for him, ladies and gentlemen.
Long time coming.
Been a little cold lately.
Arky's been paying out, and God finally paid him back with that little miracle.
But, I was kind of thinking about that. I'm like, if that is true, and you're a Cleveland, would you have... I think I would have accepted that trade.
Just straight up?
Straight up. I give you the first overall pick. You give me Russell Wilson.
I mean, it's easy to say now because we know, but even at that time, I think you'd do it.
For some reason, John Dorsey, I think, wanted so bad for Baker to be good and for him to... Yep. Act like he constructed that new Cleveland Browns team. I don't know.
I kind of felt like to this day, Darnold, I don't know why, everyone seemed to dog on him. I still think he's going to be damn good. I'll be honest, Lamar Jackson, I didn't see that coming. And to tell you the truth, if he doesn't get better throwing the ball from inside the pocket, which I know he will get better at, I'm sure. He seems like a kind of guy that will, but it's like that quarterback class, I mean, Josh Allen, I don't know why. That guy's got some sort of it factor for me.
Yeah.
That I really like. So anyways, found that shit kind of interesting. So should we have Rico kind of bring up this baseball shit?
Sure.
All right. So the baseball negotiations, new deal contract for the shortened season's going on right now. Been getting, obviously, a lot of flack from the players because it would be radically different from what anything they've had in the past. I didn't know a lot about this, so I did some digging in and found out the revenue split, the share, revenue share, is done NFL, MLB, or not MLB, NHL, NBA, every other team with salary caps. Mm-hmm. Obviously, baseball has no salary cap, yep. So they are, and there's no rules to their contracts and that. So if they would do this revenue split, it's basically splitting out profits between all the teams and that, and then some of the players wouldn't potentially make their full contract, obviously shortened season, so they're going to say you're going to basically make half what you'd be making.
Half amount of games.
Right. I think that's pretty fair. That's like teachers bitching they only get paid for.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Here we go.
Z didn't listen to all the episode on Sunday, but Pete brought up just fucking dogging on teachers. I'm like, come on, Pete. I got some teachers listening. Can't hey, we got to hold these listeners as long as we can.
I don't. Teachers, that's great, but don't piss and moan that you only get paid 9 months out of the year. That's all you work. So yeah. Same thing with baseball players. You're going to have a shortened season. So I found that kind of interesting. The real thing would be, too, is in their contracts, when they negotiated this back in March when all this COVID stuff went on, there's words in there that easily could be, you know, in their favor that you get your full pay, no matter if it's 82 games, 10 games, whatever, a full season. So if this gets into a legal battle, God, I don't know what's going to happen, if there's going to be a season, if there's going to be anything, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, what's your take on it, Z?
I honestly, kind of right now, the way I feel is this whole money bullshit talk, I don't want to really hear everyone them bitching about money when it's like, I don't know. I know my income has been affected. Harkey's income has been affected. You know, however many other people out there's income has been affected. And like, it's like, dude, I usually am not one to say like, you guys play a fucking game, but you guys play a fucking game. Fucking just do whatever the fuck it takes to at least get us something. And you're still going to end up making way more fucking money than the goddamn normal folk is going to. So I kind of just like fucking eat your goddamn pride and just go fucking play. I don't know. That's my take on it. Harkey, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of don't really. I'm kind of like Rico, where I see both sides of it. Oh, you got a Rico. That's his first Kobe.
Oh boy.
Kobe. That was awful.
Hands down, the worst shot I've ever fucking seen. I hit the fucking ceiling.
A little.
You got a fucking.
That was Yao Ming up there.
You might have to sit in and watch Petey on Sunday chuck him.
Yeah.
He fucking cocks her back three quarter styles. Boom.
I have to. I got this cord right here on a nice arm.
You got the best angle.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Hands. Harky's got the worst angle.
I got two big things in my way.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
yeah,
I don't know
sorry.
If I believe that.
Before
but,
I cut you up.
I don't know. It's. I just don't get too butthurt about kind of pro athletes holding out for kind of what they think they deserve. I don't know. It's because they have such a – I guess baseball's different, but like an NFL player, I mean, if you don't have plan B after football, you have 4 or 5 years at like average to make your money in the NFL. So I'm like I don't really get that like pissed off at players for – wanting the money that they signed on a contract, especially if the wording's kind of giving them that. I just never have, like, the whole Javon Walker thing with Brett Favre too. I wasn't mad at Javon Walker. I'm like,
no.
Just because I don't want, like, my job's not on national television. It's not broadcast or whatever, but not saying I ever have salary negotiations with Big Sam, but if I did, I wouldn't want some other schmuck that isn't in my situation, like, giving their kind of 2 cents.
I don't know.
It's just like, I don't know. That's just how I feel. I feel like if the players feel they deserve more, then fuck it. And then there's some people that are like, oh, I'll stop watching baseball. I'm like, well, you have that right,
yeah,
too.
Cool. Like,
damn it.
But,
I don't know. I just don't really fucking care, honestly.
I'm to the point where, and I know Petey said on Sunday, I would be devastated if the Bucks season got canceled, NBA. And if he would have listened to what I said 4 weeks ago, I was the one that said, actually, if there's no fans in the stadium or arenas, I don't fucking care if we play at all. So, like, if you're just going to play with no fans and this and that, I really just don't fucking care.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm kind of with you on that. It's like, either get it back to normal or just shut it down.
That's why it's like,
Sorry, Pratt.
Yeah, I just, like, I didn't watch any of the UFC or any of the highlights, but, like, there was nobody there, correct?
It was weird.
And I heard that Joe Rogan kind of got blasted because supposedly, well, I don't know if he kind of told whoever to fuck off because he wasn't supposed to shake anybody's hands.
Oh.
He was supposed to do interviews, like, from fucking headsets, and the other guy was supposed to be, like, in the locker room or changing room. And Joe Rogan,
right,
yeah, and Joe Rogan basically flipped out and told him to fuck off.
Yeah, I listen to almost every Joe Rogan podcast now lately, and he's kind of over this, but also everyone that was at that stadium, and even in close vicinity, he said the hotel workers, everyone was tested.
So, like, what,
and
yeah,
then,
exactly. Like,
and, of course, what's one camp, I don't know what fighter, came up positive, his whole camp had it, and then they just did what they had to do. They got him out of there. He didn't fight.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. They got rid of it. They fucking said, yeah, get the fuck
Joe out. Rogan was saying, though, that, like, him, DC,
yep,
Cormier or whatever, and I forgot what other guy broadcast, but they were, like, sitting apart from each other. They made them, like, because usually they're right next to each,
yeah,
other. But he said it was so quiet in the arena that the fighters could hear what, like, him and DC were saying.
Yeah.
And they were, like, making adjustments. Because they're, like, because they heard what Cormier was saying, being, like,
oh,
you,
yeah,
need to, like, slow down or something. Or, and he noticed that fighters actually took the advice and, like.
So Cormier used to be a fighter, correct?
He still
is.
He's
a heavyweight champion.
Yep.
Oh,
he hasn't got a fight in a while, right? Or.
Oh, no, he is. Does he have any belts anymore? Because he got knocked out by Stipe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just kind of starting to get into the sport, but I actually really like it.
You know what I like about that sport? It kind of reminds me of, like, hockey. Playoff hockey. You could fucking not know a goddamn player on the ice in a playoff hockey, but just the intensity of playoff,
yeah,
hockey is great. And I kind of feel like that way with UFC. It's pretty awesome. But Rico, so you just kind of say you kind of agreed with, or like you kind of see both sides here, or what do you, like, if you, like, your honest opinion on it all, like, without, let's just say you just kind of looked into it, but didn't look too hard into it, like, what would your take be?
I'd say play half a season.
Yep.
You know, take your money, get paid for half, try to help America out, get some normalcy back. And they only said in there, too, no fans at the beginning of the year. They did not say through the whole thing. So maybe you can start getting it back to normal. I don't know. Sports without fans is still weird, so I kind of see that. But here's the problem, too. You're getting a players' union in, you know, who's had a history, 94.
Yeah.
Said they couldn't reach an agreement. No season, no World Series, nothing. Just gone. So I think they'll pull the trigger. And it might not be all players. You got to realize it's the union representing them. That doesn't necessarily mean every single player. I bet guarantee there's a,
yeah,
lot of players out there, you know, the minor league or the not stars, the minor league guys. They're the ones getting screwed by,
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper of the world, Mike Trout, what's that going to matter to them?
Yeah.
Really? You know, it's a lot of the smaller guys that are probably getting the worst deal out of
this. And, I mean, you can kind of translate that into
anything.
Like America, like U.S. or the world right now, the big guys are going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's these small businesses who are fucked.
Right.
And absolutely. So I was kind of thinking, like, Z kind of said, like, it's a game. But then I also look at, like, it is also a business. Where,
yeah,
like, we always kind of, if you want your argument to, like, kind of be valid, you're like, dude, it's a game. But it's just like, well, it's a game that all of us are pretty much obsessed with.
It's a game, but it's like a fucking, like, what, corporation or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Look at the owners and stuff. That was the other thing they said. And these owners, I mean, you lose a full season of revenue like this. Yeah, these guys are rich.
Right.
You know how much it costs to own a fucking MLB team?
Yeah.
They're cheap. They could go on, like, they're talking, there might be teams going up for sale left and right if they miss
season. Well, like,
season.
Even last year, I mean, it looked like the Brewers had everything fucking rolling as good as could be as far as attendance in revenue. They fucking still worked in the red last year.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess that's why I'm more so, like I said, I'm kind of just being one of those ignorant people that hasn't really dug in too deep on the information where I'm, but I'm still just like, either fucking play or don't play. Like, just kind of like.
Honestly, that's why I honestly didn't even read into it, because with all these sports, I just don't fucking care right now. Just because everything's just so up in the air. It's like, why get yourself worked up over a story that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
He's got to wait.
It's like every fucking day I get an update. Oh, here's the NBA's plan. Here's the fucking MLB's plan. Here's NHL's plan. It's like, who gives a shit? Because it's like, until they actually fucking come back and start playing, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And like, even kind of like Shaq said, you fucking come back to basketball this year, you win that title, you're getting a great big asterisk next to that fucking title. Because, what, they haven't, the last time they played was 2 months ago, March 11th or whatever.
Yeah.
So like,
what about if the NBA, I know we said why even bring up scenarios, but what if the NBA just had like an entire league tournament? That's what the season was.
That's what I think. I don't fucking know.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Like a March Madness.
Oh, boy.
Just give all fucking 30, just give all 30 teams the fucking chance to go. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
like these shit teams that have nothing going for them, like the Knicks. Why start up the season again for that shit team?
What?
It's like there should only be.
Just start at the playoffs. So you got enough information.
Fucking three teams from the East, Raptors, Celtics, and. Well, four.
Four.
Raptors, Celtics, Heat, and Bucks. And then, what, Rockets, Lakers, Clippers, and.
Shit. Say it again. I was kind of dazed.
Denver or.
Denver's all right, yeah. But, like, that's the thing. Like,
a lot two of LA teams, Houston, and then.
Pretty much in the NBA, the top. You only look at the top three seeds in each conference. There's a chance to come out of there. You know, it's like after that, it's shit.
Yeah.
But. And like Shaq said, yeah, if you, so like, I guess the way I started to look at it, like, with the NBA, like, yeah, obviously I'm a big Bucks fan. Fucking, it was exactly like a year ago today. Rico, did you come over last year for some of those Bucks games in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I was watching them at home, though. I got pretty hooked into it, I'm not going to lie.
The Who Cannot Be Named was over for a few games, and then.
Petey? Did Petey come over?
Petey came over.
Actually, yeah, it was
a lot.
It was a year ago.
You bitch.
It was that Wednesday a year ago from today where everybody came over and we watched. Because I saw it like on Facebook. People were like, "Wow, what could be tonight?" But obviously, we're not getting that. But yeah, it's just like Shaq said. If you win the title, whoever wins it, it's kind of like when the Spurs won the lockout year in like was that 99 or 2000. It's like you played a 50-game season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was just kind of like, whatever, you know.
Who cares? You're saying long enough time goes past, it's still on there. I mean,
yeah, it's still on
all over baseball.
Yeah, right.
Red Sox, there's
Astros.
Huge Astros. Question marks there. This would be at least more legitimate than them.
Yeah.
I was talking to a kid at work today, Grant, and I actually told him, I'm like, thank God I have kind of a kid who is a little older right now. Because she takes up a lot of my time, and I don't notice a ton right now that there's not sports, other than people complaining that there's not sports. I mean, if I really don't really miss it a ton right now. I don't know. come fall, probably change my mind for sure when
I think
NFL's not back. But I honestly haven't noticed a ton.
I was honestly kind of thinking, I'm like, it's like with sports, I just kind of realized like I could do without all sports. Except I think football. If I had to pick one sport I needed for sure, it would.
I think
be
the first. I think the first year would be the worst, and maybe it just becomes your new normal. Of course, football's not going away, but I just think like I'm starting to just realize this might be the normal
for a while, for some time
now, and I don't know. I'm not gonna sit there piss and moan that I can't watch.
Actually,
the Brewers on my phone, Bleacher Report.
Did you guys, I kind of found this interesting today, but I want to get back to some baseball talk. But anyways, so Ohio State was supposed to play at Oregon. This was, I think, September 12th. And Alabama was supposed to play USC, Southern California, at Dallas September 5th. So what I was reading today is that Oregon and USC, they don't think they're even going to fucking bother playing. The Pac-12 doesn't think they're going to even play this year, college football. So I was thinking, is there a way?
Alabama, Ohio State? In Dallas?
I don't give a shit where. I just want to see it.
Ah, fuck.
I saw it. I think
there's no way Saban's doing that. But
no, but I think I saw it on Barstool today. And I was like, damn.
What day would it be, though?
Well, that's the thing. You would have to.
It's two separate weeks.
Alabama plays Georgia Southern September 12th. And then.
Get rid of that game.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Can't they either Bowling, then Ohio State plays Bowling Green September 5th. So I'm like.
Or they do it like a high school where Alabama has like a JV team that plays Georgia Southern. And their starters,
still kicking the shit out.
Play Ohio State.
Seriously, that would be fucking. You know what? I never thought of that. why not though? Like
NATO brains ticking tonight.
I think that would be sweet.
How does the Pac-12? How can they just decide not to play? I guess
you see, the governor of Florida said any California team that. Come play in Florida. We'll let you come play here.
Yeah, he's ready. I don't even know if he really ever shut anything down. Really?
The beaches for a little bit, but not long.
Yeah, it's only because he had to cave into the pressure, but it's like, dude, you need to fucking do something.
I think Florida and Georgia are looking pretty good, I thought I saw.
Yeah, because
it's cases, but.
And everybody's complaining. Everyone was bitching that when Georgia opened back up, so like, oh my God, their cases haven't even gone down. They're like, well, fucking staying, everything closed ain't fucking helping, so what's the fucking deal? Who cares? But
Florida surprised me with being such an elderly population. Jesus, you'd think that's ripe for.
You know what though? I feel like
they
if
really
you
fuck shit up down there, I like that.
Yeah, they do. That's just you. Just gotta be a kind of a weirdo to live down there. Pretty sure Superhuman's from there. That'd make a lot of sense.
I could see him jumping through that humidity.
Yeah, exactly. But also, Rico, I kind of just looked at your notes there. The designated hitter coming to both leagues.
I honestly, when I saw that, I was just kind of thinking, I'm like, why, like, imagine football or NFC and AFC have different rules for the game. It's just fucking dumb. Can't believe it took this long. It doesn't make sense.
I've never, yeah, Rico, I don't know if you want to talk about that some here.
So my thought is, yeah, that's fucking weird and it's been this way, but I feel like baseball is so rooted and stubborn to change with the times.
Yeah.
Because they have those old fucks that'll fucking throw a fit.
I feel like even new people, there's such a, historic nostalgia with baseball. And I get that, but, like, something's fucking stupid. Fix it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I hate the DH.
Yeah,
I
it's useless. That. You don't want your pitcher out there. Jimmy Nelson.
What are you saying?
I don't like the DH.
He's saying get rid of the DH.
Yeah, I say get rid of it in both. Takes away a lot of, like, you know. Some of your bench plays, some of your,
I like
own, your re- a little bit more.
I don't want a pitcher up there. Whacking.
I guess I'm fine with it either way, but I just don't understand why one league has and one league doesn't.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, if we had DH, if we don't have DH, I'm cool with it either way.
I just don't think there's enough opportunity for pitchers, most of them, other than Brandon Woodruff, to work on their, like, hitting. Why put them up there?
The main, and actually I just saw this, yeah, exactly. And
I told Bumgarner that, man, yeah. He's going to be pissed.
I just thought of this just now.
Yeah, Bum will get over it.
Yeah, he'll just go lasso a fucking cow or something, or horse, whatever the hell they do. Anyways.
That's how I got Pav.
Well, three bills.
Oh, shit. But, God, what the fuck was I going to say now?
DHing?
Oh, like, I guess the reason why I've always thought this is so fucking dumb is because American League teams are always going to have less bench players and more pitchers. Whereas the NL is going to probably have an extra bench player for pinch hitting purposes for the pitchers. So I guess for like extra inning games, now you don't have to like worry about fucking running out of arms probably because you're going to have an extra arm or two in the bullpen. But
I just don't want to see pitchers hit. I just think it's dumb.
I think it's fucking dumb too. Like, I guess it's kind of cool every once in a while. Like the fucking NLCS against the Dodgers when Woodruff goes yard. But that's cool, but it's like, how? Like, what is he probably the only fucking pitcher to pull off that shit in a that big of a game?
You know, Bronson, like, Arroyo.
He is a good hitter.
That guy too. Could rake.
Who was the guy the Cubs had who fucking couldn't pitch worth a fuck, but he could hit?
Zambrano?
Well,
he could actually hit, too. He put some.
He was, yeah, he did, yeah.
Zambrano.
That's, yeah, no one's going to know that one. A few listeners will get a giggle out of that, but I'm not going
to
bring up his name.
I was thinking, just thinking of, like, other sports, what could football do to have something similar to a DH where the fucking AFC would have it and the NFC wouldn't? I just can't even think of, like, a rule.
If you had your punter kick an extra point, it's worth two.
Yeah, or something. It's
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of other sports. I'm like, every... Rules are the same for every team. Conferences. Yeah. Why is baseball different?
Right. I've never understood that, but yeah. Bob Catalina texted me 6:15 today. Said, DH to NL. We finally got a spot for Braun. I said, sounds good. I'll make sure to bring
that
up.
Is that for next year, though? Or this year?
This year.
This is proposed with the changes.
Bobcat also said, years overdue for that move, though. So, yeah. I guess... Not that Braun's bat was ever bad in the outfield. It was just that he couldn't fucking kind of stay healthy.
So I was just thinking, is it possible that this was getting, I guess probably can't really predict the coronavirus and shutting down the league, but I was thinking a lot of people are scratching their head where all these outfielders were going to play for the Brewers, but maybe they thought possibly DH was coming. So
this has been talked about, I'm sure, for... Yeah. 15, 20 years, and maybe they'll use this, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking if it wasn't this year, it'd be next year anyways, right?
I mean, this isn't the first time it's been brought up. And right. Here's the thing. Maybe they threw that in the deal knowing that they're going to have to concede on something. You get them to agree to the revenue share, and then, sure, you have to give up on the DA, you know. I don't know how players or the players' union's thought on that is. I don't know if they give a shit. Obviously, they're there for the money,
but
which is their job.
I feel like with the DH, though, this is why I think the DH would make the most sense for both leagues. I feel like that's what's going to happen. More offense, both leagues. What's that going to mean? More people are going to watch because they're like, fuck, there's more offense. People don't give a fuck. Like, watching the MJ thing, the Michael Jordan thing, some of these fucking games were like, 85-78, and you're talking regular season in the fucking 90s, and it's like that's how everyone used to think the fucking NBA sucked. Personally, I would have preferred that, I think, both teams would have been playing extremely hard. But I just kind of come to realize some fucking people just don't give a fuck about defense; they just want offense.
Kobe,
I personally still love the NFL.
No.
I still love the NFL. I still think the NFL is great. But when I think the NFL was at its best was in the 90s. I love 90s NFL because you could fucking, you ran across the middle as a receiver, you were getting whacked. Like, just shit like, you know, like, there was so much more aggression. And, like, that's what I used to think made football great. There's defense, there's just a lot more physical play.
But. See, and that's maybe why I don't want the DH. I like watching baseball with the strategy, you know, the close games, pitcher's duels. I love watching that shit.
Double switches and shit.
Yeah. So you take a little bit of that away, but here's the thing I understand, too. Most people are baseball fans, aren't big of fans. They want to see people hitting home runs. Look at how popular baseball was when you had Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
Right.
You know, so you got to bring back roids.
I think you juice them all up. Juice NFL players all up, too. They'll be killing each other out there, but it'll be entertaining as shit to watch.
NFL players have to be juiced up.
Clay Matthews.
And I think it's not even for, like, the strength for NFL players. I think it's the recovery.
Yeah.
Because that game just destroys their body, and they need something to, like, help them recover in 6 days, seven days.
I don't know how these guys can even walk after a game, like, without being in extreme pain. I mean, it's not normal.
No.
I mean, me and Z have to go in Sunday morning after Oktoberfest. You don't hear anyone bitching for us.
Yeah.
I'm pouring one out for you right now.
Thank you.
That fucking... Actually, I think I kind of heard you guys talking about that last podcast. I was kind of laughing when Pete said, you know, you get run into these workers all bitch. Like, what about the drinkers?
That was a good point.
If you still got that picture, I don't know if Twitter would let us load that one up that PD took.
I think every listener might have seen it already, but who knows.
But
that was awful.
I usually show that baby off whenever I can.
Kobe! Damn, that felt so good. Rico, so I think we probably got a few Cubs fans on that listen to this shit. Who would you want to see as the designated hitter for your Chicago Cubs?
Ryan Dempster?
The short, easy answer everybody's thinking of, Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I mean, here's the thing. I know Z sent me an article beforehand. We were talking a little bit, you know, why it's not the obvious choice. Yeah, he's fucking awful in the outfield, okay? He's not good. He's gotten better.
He's got a good arm, though. Right?
He does, but God.
When that fat little fucking get there.
Exactly.
He's like the fast version of a Bob Catalina.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's scary for
him. Maybe if he sees
a pizza ranch. Fast version of that ferocious animal?
Maybe if he sees a pizza ranch, maybe they'll have to do that for him out on a fly ball.
So, who, if you had to pick one Cub player?
I mean, I'd put on the current roster, I'd put him on there as the DH.
Right now, yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm not a huge Schwarber fan. I wanted them to trade him when his stock was so high.
Yeah.
Who did
like,
they
he's
wanna...
not a bad player, but the Yankees were pretty in on him. And I'm like, fuck yes, trade him. Because, you know, his defense, he belongs in the AL when his stock was that high. Now, is he a good player still? He's a good hitter.
Yeah. Is that... I'm trying to think back to that trade. Was that when the Cubs got Rolish Chapman in return?
No, I think it was after.
Okay, because I don't
know.
Because the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres, right? That's not the Yankees.
Soler they traded.
But he ended up going to Kansas City or something, right?
I thought they traded him to the Yankees originally. And then he just sucked.
But I remember, like, because that was the year that Schwarber, like, tore his ACL right away, I think, right?
Well, he came back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he had a good season the year before, though, too. So that was
and he had a good, and then he had a good World Series.
Yep. Yeah. And I trade him then.
Yeah.
Should have dumped him.
Yeah, because he hasn't really done much. I mean.
He's not a bad player.
No.
He's not a bad hitter, but, I mean, he's not worth it.
You know, for a guy like him. Who kind of has a lower batting average, you would think he'd just hit more fucking home runs. You know, like, you can deal with a guy batting 230 to 240 if he fucking drops you 35 bombs.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd fucking put up with that shit. But, yeah, that DH shit, though, that would be interesting. I do actually think Braun, if anybody could adjust that for the Brewers, I think it would probably be him. I think it'd be good.
I mean, he plays halftime the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, like, and then last year, you know, like, kind of Bobcat saying long overdue, it's like, it's not that Braun was terrible in the outfield, it's just, like, remember that catch he had last year in the playoff game against Washington? Fucking ball gets smoked to the gap. Braun's, like, fucking running on one leg. I don't know how the fuck he caught that ball. It was, like, kind of early in that game.
Yeah.
And he just kind of threw, fucking took a gamble, threw the glove up, fucking look what I found. But, yeah, it's just like those legs, he just can't fucking, he doesn't have the legs to do
he's
it.
He's out of his prime, yeah. Man, I mean.
Those roids really fucked him up.
Funny shit.
Usually what happens long term.
He's still on the juice. He gave it to Yelich.
Hey, whatever works.
Yelly doesn't need it, guys. No. Especially when he fucking posts a picture of his mom on Mother's Day.
Jeez, oh, I didn't see
fuck.
It.
Fuck.
Do we follow him on Twitter, on our Twitter page?
I don't know. But I'm I sure saw it. I actually showed my wife. I'm like, dude, this is Yelich's mom. It looks like his fucking sister.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually kind of like.
And someone's like, dude, he is a bold man for posting this.
Yeah, I wouldn't
post it. I think Yelich knows, too.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's just like.
You know the guy's heard it his whole fucking life.
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck anymore.
So I wanted to bring up something random here. Oh, yeah. On Barstool, they had an article saying that a hiker from London wanted to. He had planned to climb Mount Everest during this shit, but you can't now. Because of the pandemic, I don't know how you can't social distance on a fucking Mount Everest.
I was going to say, I can't imagine
seems
that.
Seems like a pretty safe
I can't
place
imagine
to
that
be.
Many people wanting to climb Mount Everest.
So the 51-year-old decided to fucking climb the stairs in his apartment building the exact same distance. So it's 29,035 feet.
Holy fuck.
So he climbed up and down 6,506 times.
How long does that take you?
Took him 24 hours and 30 minutes.
Like straight, no break?
I mean,
like,
that guy's probably, and of course there's no, like, you don't have the elevation and, I mean, because you can die on Everest if you fuck up because, I mean, you're just
no
so
oxygen.
Low on oxygen. Yeah. So, but he didn't have that, of course, but still.
You could put one of those masks, like the
it's
oxygen.
Kinda,
oh, yeah.
You train for that.
It's kind of like, you guys ever watch Mr. Deeds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that's how Deeds' uncle, something Blake, dies trying to climb Mount Everest. He freezes to death.
I forgot about that part. Is that how? Didn't Adam Sandler have fucking frostbite feet in there? And the guy stabs him with a fire pole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, grab that wood fucking thing over there.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do with it? Just fucking whack me over the foot as many times as you can. I won't feel it. He just fucking stabs him. But yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. It's those fucking people that climb that are crazy anyway, so that probably wasn't too insane for them.
So, like, yeah, how long... So, like, people that do climb that or attempt to climb that, do they, like, bring tents and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have to, like, legally have, like, guides that are trained to do that. Like, it's a whole part, like, a whole team that goes up there because you have, like, your base camp and then they'll send people up because I don't think they're just going to let...
No.
That's
Joe.
The thing. Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to...
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, so they actually have to have guides, I believe, go with them. And, you know, kind of help them. Because I don't even know if, like, one person necessarily can just do that on their own or if you need some help or something.
I will say, I definitely won't be making an attempt. I won't be making an attempt ever trying to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, I worked out for the first time yesterday. And
was that climbing Mount Everest?
Holy fuck. Yeah, I could have used a little fucking oxygen in the garage. Jesus, fuck. It was really sucking wind.
I could see Harkey training for that to do as an Everest expedition. If he put
I've never been into like fucking with elevation and oxygen. I don't know. Because there's nothing. I mean, you can train for it, of course, but I don't know. If something fucks up, a storm comes around. Because I know people have died with a fucking big storm hits or.
Oh, yeah, it's a blizzard.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I might be crazy, just not like that crazy.
Yeah.
But speaking of shitbags, I saw something that somebody listed Allen Robinson's quarterbacks that he's played with in the NFL so far.
Oh, boy.
So it's been Chad Henne, Blake Bortles, Mitch Trubisky, Mike Glennon, and Chase Daniel.
Jeez.
And then somebody, Ross Uglum, don't know who he is, but he said, important to remember, he did... he did the Chicago thing to himself. Had a competitive contract offer from Green Bay, well documented. So apparently,
I didn't know that either.
Apparently, Green Bay must have had him a competitive offer then.
Okay,
I don't know that, but
Green Bay
chose Chicago over him.
Green. Oh, and that was what? Just recently, too.
2018?
Yeah, sounds right.
That, well, that offseason, right? Going into the 2018
season. So him and Devontae were in the same draft class. Allen Robinson, Devontae. And I remember those are kind of my two guys that I really liked in the second round at receiver. And I want to say the Packers, I don't think Robinson, I think Robinson was still there when the Packers did take Devontae, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, that's kind of cool shit, huh?
Wait, you got to have a first round wide receiver for them to be good.
Okay? Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot.
You can't have a second round or a third round be good. It's got to be first.
Yep. Schiff and I were.
That is right.
Schiff and I were actually kind of just texting about that because he said he's just a little bit behind, so he was catching up on some of his.
Ruined.
You hit her off the roof again?
I think you got to throw it more like a baseball rather than shoot it like a bucket.
Yeah,
like a basketball.
Trying to play basketball.
Yeah, don't do that.
We're white. We don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, too white.
And Schiff was telling me about that, kind of like that episode we were talking about, Devontae, when he was out and how Aaron Jones kind of took over. He said, I think there's enough talent, and if the team, like you said many times, uses Jones in a multitude of ways, they can be awesome. He said, I also find a lot of it falls on 12. I love Adams. He's a top receiver, but it seems like when Adams plays, he locks in on him way too much. He said, and by no means do I want, by no means want this to be a we don't need Adams comment. It just shows when Forrest, the other guys, especially Jones, stepped it up. About that, so
yeah,
I just still the whole receiver thing. I feel like I honestly kind of feel like, especially the longer this NFL facilities shit is getting locked out, and that I don't think fans are going to be as pissed off about the Packers not taking a receiver at all. Whereas you can have, you know, more experienced receivers who have kind of been through the fucking ringer. They know what to expect day in and day out of the NFL. Yeah, you know, I'm like, I kind of like Matt LaFleur said, I saw him quoted as saying, like, MVS needs to fucking step up.
I was just going to bring that up. That article that came up said, like, we're going to challenge him to get better, like, with his speed.
Yeah. And you know what? I think, I don't know if we've, I'm pretty sure we've talked about it, but I don't know if we have. In 2016, I was ready to fucking throw the towel in for Devontae.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I was ready to fucking call her good on him. And it's like, sometimes it just takes these receivers, takes players in general, just a little longer.
The only thing difference, I think, with Devontae, like, I know you're not comparing them as receivers, but
right.
Devontae was looked at as the number one guy after Jordy got hurt that year.
Yep.
And MVS has been looked at like the number three or four.
Yeah. And Devontae and Kopp both shit the bed that year.
Yeah.
Both shit the bed. When Jordy went down.
Yeah. I miss Jordy.
Yeah, I do too.
Good shit.
Go. I miss that he doesn't fucking take videos of him combine and corner soybeans anymore.
Yeah.
I kind of like that shit.
That's just a good white guy right there.
Right? Also, we might as well just keep some more Packer talk going here if we want. I just wrote down Kenny Clark. Do you guys think it's going to be easier now with all this shit if the revenue and the salary cap goes down for the Packers to re-sign Kenny Clark? Or is he still going to get the same amount of money? Because I'm thinking if he gets the same amount of money, fucking we'll see you later, right? Obviously.
That's what I would think.
Are they actually talking about cutting salaries, or what are they?
Well, I'm just assuming that the salary cap would. I mean, I'm just doing math, thinking that if you don't have fans. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, I actually think NFL would have to probably be hurt more than most sports, right? Without the fan. I mean, fuck, you can pack 65 or more thousand people into an NFL stadium. fucking if, let's just say, the average person buys an $8 beer, what the fuck is 65,000 times 8? You know,
especially
what I mean?
Especially when Pete's pouring it on your head. I mean, that was at a Brewers game, but still costed the same.
He still poured another one on, I think, Schiff's head in the when the Packers tied the Vikings.
Yeah.
I think MLB gets hurt the most out of that. Even if your attendance is a lot lower, you play 162 games. I mean,
right.
Half of that at
that
mean,
actually
Jesus
is true,
Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they don't hold as much, but or they're not always sold out either, but God, you got to.
Yeah, so I was kind of just thinking, I'm like, I don't know, Kenny Clark, the whole re-signing thing, I'm like, I guess I'm more kind of wondering, do we think, let's just throw that shit out the fucking window of even thinking we're going to re-sign him? Because this whole shit, if the salary cap goes down and he still thinks or a team's willing to fucking pay him a lot of money, I mean, fuck it, right?
I got to think so.
Yeah.
I got to think that, well... I thought usually the Packer way is to already have this guy kind of extended, but maybe they're waiting to the beginning to middle of the season to do it. If he's not signed by, I mean, whenever you need to do it by, he's good as gone.
Yeah.
I mean, Pack aren't going to get in a bidding war for him, I don't think.
No, that's kind of how like I said, I think we've talked about it. We like Kenny Clark. We think he's good, but I don't know. It's like... I just feel like for some Packer fans, he's one of these guys that are it's like, oh, it's fucking Kenny Clark. He's a stud. And it's like, yeah, okay. He's good. But also, I know a lot of people were kind of worked up with the whole Packers not really addressing the right tackle position. I did throw this, find this, that Billy Turner in his career had 4 starts at right tackle, 1 at left tackle. Because the reason why I find this a little interesting is that I was reading an article yesterday that the 6th-round pick the Packers had, John Runyon Jr., they think he's going to get right in there and start at guard. So it's either going to be him or fucking Jenkins.
So I saw the like post you were talking about, and somebody quoted as saying that they put they're going to start versatile John Runyon at guard, like, that's where he's going to start practicing.
Oh, so I misread it.
No, but that's it. Because I read it how you did, and then somebody commented saying, I think what they meant was he can play so many positions, they're going to start him at guard.
Oh.
At practice.
Maybe.
Oh, but,
okay.
But I think, I mean, Rick Wagner, not the greatest. I don't think it's bad to think Billy can go out there.
The other reason why I'm going to give Ricky Wagner just a little bit of slack. I mean, look at the fucking guys in the north that he has to go against. Six out of 16 games.
Za'Darius.
Preston. Fucking Khalil Mack. You got...
Hunter.
Yep, and then even whenever... Well, even
Everson
now that Griffin's not there, but Everson Griffin. So, I mean, yeah, cut the
Kyle
fuck.
Fackrell. He did get a sack against him, I think.
He did.
Is that how he got his name?
Oh, yeah.
Fackrell.
God damn. Rico, you been watching any of that 30 for 30 Last Dance?
No.
No.
I don't like Michael
you
Jordan,
did,
so.
Are you just a Chicago Cubs fan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
no.
Yeah, I haven't watched a second of that either.
Kobe!
I think I will. It seems interesting. I don't think you even have to like Michael Jordan to appreciate it. It sounds like the... fucking guy he was, but
I'm actually like the more I watch that, the more I'm kind of like, damn, dude, Michael Jordan was the shit. Like, I don't know, I was too young to kind of like really get this. I only saw his like last three, or actually probably last two championships, but anyways,
yeah, I've just always been a contrarian, so everyone liked him.
I was a Utah Jazz fan.
Yeah,
oh,
I
always
cheered.
For
it's actually funny because I cheered. Fucking Petey would know this name, and some of my friends, Jeff Nepperman. So we're in fucking like, goddamn, what year would I have been in third grade? So like 1997 or 8, whatever. He moved from fucking Illinois all the way to Junction City. His family did, and he was a huge Michael Jordan, huge Bulls fan, all this, and. I remember, like, right then, I'm like, dude, fuck the goddamn Bulls. Like, I just, like, right away, and, like, everybody, like, liked him right away because they're like, oh, you're a Bulls fan, too? Like, he fit, fit in with all the dirtbags that I went to elementary school with.
Everybody's a Bulls fan. That's,
Aaron Knapp was a big Bulls fan. That's why I fucking hated him.
Oh, God.
I grew up with that cheese dick, so.
Then you and him later, 15 years later, fucking, you were fighting for LeBron.
Oh, yeah. That was my boy LeBron back in the day.
I will say this. With those, when you compare LeBron and Jordan, it's so hard to say. I feel like if those fuckers played one-on-one, I think Jordan beats them a lot. Obviously, they're both in their prime.
Yeah.
I think Jordan beats him a lot. But I think if, like, you give LeBron the Miami Heat team the first championship he won, and you give Jordan any one of his championships, I think LeBron's team beats him. Because I think fucking Jordan, dude, there are some games I'm like, this fucking guy, everyone fucking dogs on Kobe and whoever else shoots a lot. Like, there is games Jordan would fucking go like 7 for 30. Like, that's Carmelo Anthony type shit. You know, like, and everyone I dog the fuck out of Carmelo. So, like, I don't know. I really think Jordan's will to win is what made him so great. I just don't know if he necessarily made people around him better, if that makes any sense. I think he pushed him harder, but I don't know if he necessarily made him, like, better.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, at the end of the day, he did the job.
He got the job.
I mean, that's what matters.
But I was going to bring up a quote he had on that Last Dance. I think it was after the first episode on this past Sunday night. He, like, fucking started crying. He fucking told him to cut it out. Like, just cut. Like, break. But he said, because someone asked him, like, about his drive, his competitiveness. And he said, I never fucking asked one of my teammates to do something that I'd never fucking done. And then he kind of, like, started, like, kind of
except crying. Get their own dad killed?
Yeah, his dad did get killed.
that's what people say, that the reason his dad got killed is because Jordan owed someone something.
That is the rumor.
Jesus.
Which,
that's all I've heard.
He's got a bit of a gambling problem.
Well, yeah. See, but hold on. Why does everyone say he has a fucking gambling problem?
Because he lost
money. I don't think it's a problem. He just likes gambling. I don't know.
Yeah.
What? But it's not like Jordan fucking lost his goddamn house. The fucking guy retired.
Just his dad.
That's, yeah, I guess. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't still, who the fuck knows? I mean, actually, now you say that like that, I guess. But, like,
I thought he got in some real financial trouble for a while.
Yeah, he owed a lot of people money.
He was, I think, in a lot more trouble financially
than we know.
That's the thing. There was no social media.
Well, yeah. my
and he was in cahoots with the media. The media.
He's pandering to him like Jeff Sarecki, you know.
Oh,
playing
yeah.
into the
yeah.
media.
Right. But they fucking drilled him. They were playing, it was 93. They're playing the Knicks. Fucking Eastern Conference Finals. They lost game one. Jordan and his dad went to the Atlantic City. This is like the night before game two, by the way. They go up to Atlantic, wherever the fuck Atlantic City is from.
Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Yeah.
I don't know how far that is from New York, but.
Not that
no,
far.
No.
Okay, I figured, but.
Kobe.
Oh, that looked good. But, so they go to Atlantic City, I don't know, till like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Supposedly people, then this is funny to think about, like, Jordan says there was one guy that took a picture of me and my dad walking out of the club. Or out of the casino. And I'm like, dude, nowadays, if any professional athlete in an NBA series, especially that big, is out at a fucking casino that late, fucking
anywhere.
It could be 9 o'clock at night, people are taking pictures saying, what the fuck is he doing here? He's got a game tomorrow. But I guess the only thing that's funny is, like, Jordan did get really defensive in, like, the interviews in the 90s. about his gambling. He got really defensive, even kind of on the show. So, I don't know. Maybe it is, but for fucking how rich that guy is, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who cares?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anybody, we don't care. I don't think any of us care, but I'm saying, like, I just personally can't see how it's such a huge deal or a big problem. Like, I don't feel like he was losing a ton of money, but maybe he was.
He was losing a lot, but he had a lot to lose. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he would play fucking, like, $20,000 blackjack hands. I mean, could you imagine that?
Honestly, that's not that uncommon out in Vegas to see that, even from non-celebrities. Like, I was playing at lower, like, definitely not a rich guy. I was sitting down next to a guy who was playing the table max two hands, so he was playing $2,000 a hand. So he's playing $4,000 a hand because he had two spots down. And that's just some fucking
Joe
random
Schmo.
Guy.
Yeah.
So you think random people are doing this? What does it take to somebody that's got more money and they know what to do with?
I did see a funny meme actually today. It said something like, oh, now we can sit there and laugh at the casinos. They can't take our money or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking, I think I just saw Prez or retweeted something from Barstool that gambling was supposed to have the biggest April they've ever fucking had, and they've had they had 15% of what they're expecting. It's just like, yeah, this fucking shit can go fuck itself. I don't know.
I kind of liked what the fucking Las Vegas mayor, you know, she seemed like she was blacked.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
She seems like she's fucking just blacked out.
She's
drunk.
Had a little too much fun in Nevada, I think.
Do you just think she's just hammered all the time? Or fucking,
I hope so, man. Might have heard her, man.
But I saw what they're like, she was on some news outlet and she said, let's open up the casinos. And they're like, well, what's your plan? I don't know. That's for them to figure out.
Yeah.
I think it's fair, though. I do think it's fair.
Just think of people like, what is your plan? Who the fucking cares? Like, me and my wife were talking before the podcast. She's like, well, I mean, there has to be a plan. I said, why?
Yeah.
She's like, well, first you got to be like, just an example, 25% open, 50% open. I said, so how come fucking Walmart and Woodman's and Festival can be open no matter what? I'm like, they're not doing social distancing, like, actually keeping track of where people are close.
You're rolling
up
on people. They're fucking 2 feet
and it's just
away.
Like, yeah, but exactly. We can't have fucking five people in a restaurant eating.
So we picked up sushi the other day from Shogun's.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. So Shogun's had just this little fucking area. About, you know, like when you walk in the doorway there. And that's not very big at all. Probably the size of the garage. Then just a few feet deep. There's fucking six of us sitting in there. I started laughing. I said, not a goddamn one of us are 6 feet apart. And they all kind of.
Arbitrary number, yeah, too.
And then, like, and the funny thing was, is I was just watching all the other five people. Everyone's on their phone, which I kind of was too. And I looked up and I'm just laughing because I'm like, not a fucking one of us even know or care that we're fucking within 6 feet of each other. Huh.
Might just start going 5 feet because I'm a risk taker.
You're contrarian.
Our legs are, our knees are foot apart. Rico, we got a little more. We got about three.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I go in days where I want to bitch about it, and then I go in other days, I'm just like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Whatever, it's bitching about it, can do, but.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares? It's kind of similar to the old coronavirus. I saw Joe Burrow's dad was making fun of Joe Burrow because he said, not only are you living in your dad's or mom and dad's basement, but you're also a millionaire.
Yeah.
But he has nowhere to fucking go.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I suppose you can't move to Cincinnati yet.
Yeah.
Probably, why would you want to?
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably thankful for that.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it seems like he's kind of a big nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Saw some pictures of his bedroom.
Saw Star Wars
Rico
shit.
Like that.
Rico, you like that?
Not a Star Wars. Are you a Star Wars guy?
I mean, I like them. I'm not a giant fucking nerd about it.
Rico fucks shit up in Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Still don't understand that game, but.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about Magic. Did you see?
I got a big tournament Saturday, so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
What time does that start?
8 in the morning.
Oh, fuck. Where? It's town here? Oh, okay. How does that fucking happen? I thought you actually have cards.
You do, but there's online format. Last season.
Oh, okay, that year.
Yeah, I finished 80th in the world last season, so.
Oh, boy.
This season I was, like, 500.
Does Alyssa have to bring you, like, piss bottles or anything? No.
Like, fucking South
Not
Park.
Not South Park, the old shit thing.
Man,
mom, hat package.
Fucking Cartman.
Oh, God.
Better.
What was that, honey?
Just fucking
blast it all over. Did you see what Eamon tweeted us, actually?
No.
I don't think he...
Is it a sweet new man bun he's got?
Hey, easy. If people want to grow their hair out, go do it. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nato did.
Yeah, Nato fucking had his hair. Dude, I remember, like, one time my sister was in town, and Curtis. Or, like, they were just... They both, I remember, texting me the same night. I want to say you were back home for Rusty's. This has been, like, fucking, like... This is a good story for Dan to remember when. This
oh, is like boy. A, the old Chris Farley story.
So, Harky, you remember that one time awesome. When you... went back for Rusty's Backwater Saloon. Like
probably in, not if it's Rusty's.
In, like, 2013. And you looked like Jesus. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But, fucking, what was I going to say about that?
Your
but,
sister and Curtis?
Yeah, I remember they both, that night, were both home. And both fucking texted me, like, I think... Curtis is like, what the fuck is going up, gotten into Harky? He's just running around downtown, just full beard, hair flowing everywhere. And then my sister Kaylin, I don't know why she was home, but she goes, she's like, dude, Harky honestly looks like Jesus.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You did, but yeah, you that I fucking guess, hair was fucking yeah, awesome.
Especially from a model.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good compliment.
No,
nah,
it was
right
my
there.
Sister Kaylin, but still.
Oh.
That's still kind of weird. You guys are fucking sick fucks. Anyways, Eamon did text us, said, Mike Daniels has expressed interest in returning to Green Bay. Fuck that. I'd rather fucking stab him in the throat with a fucking butter knife or something. I hate that guy.
Jesus.
And
I missed that one.
Clay Matthews has also expressed interest in returning.
Fuck that guy.
I wouldn't mind Clay.
Clay, yeah, Clay at least shuts his mouth and plays.
I don't know why. I just... fucking hate Mike Daniels with a passion. I feel like that fucking guy thought like the locker room was his. And he just fucking, I don't know. He just was one of those guys that just fucking did a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming.
Yeah. I don't like leaders like that.
No. And
that are just all talk and it. Because once they keep yelling, eventually people just fucking tune them out. It's just like, dude, oh, fucking Daniels is yelling again. I don't give a fuck what he has to say.
Is he good enough to be yelling at everybody?
No, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, that's what I feel like that's what always happens when you're a good player but not a great player. When you do the most bitching or yelling at everyone, when they're like, they start watching the film. Now, instead of watching what they should be correcting, they sit there and they're like fucking nitpicking your ass now. Like, oh, well, look at you, you dumb fuck. Like, you didn't do your job in that play either. So, I just can't imagine a scenario where I'd want Mike Daniels back. And I think the Packers kind of sent a message by cutting his ass, too.
Is there a price tag you bring him back at where it's just so cheap that you can't not knowing he's a decent player?
But, see, I don't know how decent he is when it's like that foot. I just don't know if he can stay healthy anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of fucking time. I'm sure he probably just wanted to get his name out there. But
also, I'm thinking one of the reasons why he's saying he's expressed interest in coming back is because he's getting no interest from the rest of the fucking league. And he knows Green Bay. And he knows... I mean, it's a smart move on his part. How do you make a quick $5 million or something? Well, let's go back to what I know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's dumb on his part. For both those guys, it's like, They both went. They both got let go. They both went somewhere. Clayton actually did play well before he broke his jaw, though.
Yeah, he was playing well. Yeah. Remember, some people are like, "Oh, look at that hurt."
Yeah, they broke his jaw, and that's all it was from that. I was kind of, I don't know how much time everyone's got that's left here. If we got, you got anywhere to be? All right, cool. So, Jim Harbaugh actually had a, I don't know if any of you heard of this, had a very interesting proposal to the NCAA on the Dan Patrick Show the other day. He was saying players should be allowed to declare for the NFL draft at any point during their career. So, if you have a great freshman year, fucking go. If you have a great redshirt freshman, sophomore year, whatever. Like, so he's saying basically, like, fuck the whole 3 years out of high school, graduation shit, go for it, whenever you want. And he said, if a player is not drafted, they should be allowed to return to college. And I do believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, he was kind of saying, like, to go to any college.
To go, so you can leave the college you were at?
So, like, let's say you were Jonathan Tate.
I like the idea that, I mean, we're adults at that point. You should be able to do what you fucking want. You know, if you want to go work somewhere and not go to college, you can do that. But I feel like they could use that, though, switching around.
Would they just declare for the draft and then not get drafted?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, would that be a way to, like, just get out of the college you're at?
Yeah, to switch teams. But, I mean, do you even need a way to get out? Are you under contract with colleges?
Well, you have to sit out a year, don't you, if you transferred?
Right. So that's what I was thinking. Would that just get rid of the transfer protocol shit?
Which is dumb. I don't see why you have to fucking sit out a year.
I think that's dumb. I think the reason why they do it is because of free agency purposes. They would think it would turn into like a free agency. But then I think about it and I go, like, let's just say you commit, I don't know, fucking November of, like this last year, November of 2019. I don't, off the top of my head, I can't think of any schools that their coach left to another school. Like, let's just say you commit to that fucking coach. Well, that coach fucking leaves. The new coach doesn't fucking run the same system or even think you're worth a fuck.
Well, kind of Lloyd Carr and Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah. So, like, then what do you fucking do? And, like, you're telling me you have to just sit there stuck at that fucking program? When it's like, well, this guy fucking didn't recruit me. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess
NCAA is fuckheads.
And I also think the NCAA, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen there, honestly, going forward. I feel like with missing March Madness and all this shit that's going on, and if we don't get football in the fall for college football, oof, I don't know.
I mean, you got the aspect is with the NCAA is, what if the college cancels classes?
Yeah.
Can you still have football?
I know some colleges, if there's no classes, there's no sports. So.
And I think that's the way it should probably be.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, if it's not safe to have classes, yeah. It's,
then you shouldn't have 50 people on football, you know.
Oh, way more than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, just.
You watch how many of these fucking universities are going to make that a priority. Because football fucking runs it.
Paying some bills there.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
tuition ain't paying the bills in Alabama.
No.
Yeah, it's like at this point, it's just so hard to even fucking fathom what might happen.
Yeah, I remember Bobcat, like a month ago, we were texting kind of, we were talking like college football, and I said to him, like, I'm honestly not even going to like look into or give a fuck about college football because I said, I don't know. I said, I think it'll happen, but I said, I just don't know. And
I didn't give a shit enough when it was running normal.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'll watch it. I'll watch college football if I'm, like, at home. But, like, I don't think I, like, you know, kind of like we do for Packers. We plan our day around Packers.
Yeah.
I don't plan my day around college football. Like, if I catch the game, I catch the game. If I miss the game, I miss the game. You know, like, I don't really give a shit too much about it.
Yeah, I could give a fuck less. That's all I honestly want back is put NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Because if I don't have.
I think that's the biggest. There's the biggest chance that it does come back. Out of all the sports, I feel.
I mean, just out of pure timing.
Pure timing, and it seems like the NFL just kind of sometimes says, like, we'll do what the fuck we want, but.
Now, do you think they allow fans, or do you do half a stadium, or a third of a stadium? I guess that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
How do you do season ticket holders, say for Lambeau, and you've waited, do you say that every third person gets it, and it's a luck of the draw? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? This creates absolute nightmares.
Yeah. I know Caitlin told me Saturday that the Vikings have kind of been holding off on all that shit. They've been telling, like...
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
They've just been telling everyone just to, like, yeah, just, you know, don't fucking... Just relax. Just sit back. Let's see what... I mean, because you still got, what, fucking 4 months? Season starts... If it starts in time, September 10th.
I just don't see this going anywhere.
I mean,
I think some states and places are just going to have to reopen and understand people are going to die either way.
I mean, I think that's what you need to do across the board.
But yeah, I'm just thinking in my head, and I wanted to tweet this out, but it's just like, is there a country that could just take an issue?
Kobe.
Oh, my God.
And just instantly make it right and left. Better than this fucking country can.
No.
Instantly. Whatever something comes out, right or left, and it seems like no matter what, you just dig your heels in and you fucking go.
And that's exactly like that fucking goddamn video that was showed last week that kept getting taken down on social media. The Dr. Fauci, that chick. I mean.
Kobe.
You fucking.
Better.
Well, I'm going to go for a one-pointer. That beam there.
He left just a little weight in her.
That's how you get him.
Anybody else want one more?
Nah, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm fucking, I don't know why. I'm fucking tired as fuck tonight.
No?
You're a little out of it there, Hardy.
Yeah, I was actually like, after work, I'm like, fuck. I actually kind of slept like shit last night, though. I did the old, I couldn't fucking sleep, so I thought going on my phone would help.
That's
another hour
that
and a half.
That brain is a smart move, right?
You guys
there.
Have
brilliant.
You guys have Euchre on your phone?
Yeah. No.
See, you know what's funny? That's how I fall asleep every night, playing Euchre. And most times I'll listen, like, I'll be fucking hands will be on my chest with the phone, and I'll like wake up. I'm like, oh fuck! I plug the phone, and I go to bed.
I usually fall asleep to either New Girl, The Office, or Parks and Rec.
Fuck it. You
I
ever
just
watch?
Ass the fuck out, man.
You guys, you do? I
Rico
know.
Just hits a J.
What?
Rico just hits a J, and we're not talking basketball.
I just,
speaking of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Elon Musk over here.
Yeah. I honestly do struggle. Like, if I just lay down in bed, like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. I can't fucking do it. Like, I have to, like, kind of have some sort of, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I have to have, like, some sort of distraction just to get, like, otherwise if I just lay there, like, yeah, I'll just stay up for, like, an hour or two.
I also told myself, I'm like, I don't mind drinking, but I'm like, you got to get your fucking fat ass in shape a little bit. My work shirts, like I always say, are getting a little tight, and I'm like,
you're not moving up a weight class to the XL. Huh?
No, and I refuse to fucking get an XL fucking work shirt. When
you're
going to
look
getting...
like Zeke one of those days with his fucking gut hanging out.
Yeah, without the abs. But, yeah, that's kind of why I didn't want to hammer too much, because tomorrow's my day off and plan on getting in the garage again. So.
By the way, I like... Arky's got his whole, like, sets ready to roll here.
Oh, that was my Tuesday.
Oh,
I did that. I did that yesterday.
What are you going to... The very bottom of it, though, it says, don't be a bitch. Do you think Bobcat has that somewhere written down at home when he opens up a 30 rack?
Yep.
He's got it on his workstation at work because he is the hardest worker.
I was thinking his wife's
mill.
Panties probably had that on there when he was going down on her. Don't be a bitch and eat that shit.
Savannah. Savannah might listen. I don't know.
She followed us on Twitter. Savannah, so.
She does like that. Actually, speaking of that, I gotta fucking figure out when we getting that dumb motherfucker down here.
I was gonna say, people on Twitter are going fucking nuts about Wisconsin opening up.
Yeah.
Aaron Nagler, of course, that big fucking
cheese dick.
Yeah, fucking thumb sucking bitch. He's like, oh, that's so Wisconsin. It's just like, dude, I was asking Pav, I'm like, when's a good time for everyone? It's never. When nobody dies. It's like, we're going to be shut down forever then.
Well, then technically nobody should ever get in an automobile or do anything. You should
yeah,
just
you
sit
should
in your
never
house
fucking
and then
leave.
Starve
yeah.
to death because nobody does anything. So,
yeah, I just feel like the government just shouldn't have fucking that much say in for you to go to work and to
yeah.
make a living.
I totally
especially when they give you fucking $1,200 a person when
plus
some people don't even fucking get that.
Bumped up right now too. If you're not working, your unemployment's way more than it normally is.
Yeah, and so it just yeah, it doesn't add up for me. But
yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Maybe,
I think
maybe Bluffside open back up. We can run down there and do the finish up the podcast at Bluffside. Maybe they open that up right away.
Dude, if fucking Bluffside opens up, that'll be awesome. The Helm.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out if the Helm's open.
The way I'm looking at it, though, it's just like, just open it up and open it up. Like, you don't want to go to a bar and social distance. You have to, like, sit fucking four seats away from someone.
If you're going to open it up, open it up. If the three of us could go to a bar, but we have to sit further apart than we are right now,
that'd be fucking dumb.
That'd be so fucking stupid. Because I don't want to talk any goddamn louder than I already do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just fucking
it. Yeah.
I actually think people do kind of like to hear our perspective a little bit on the coronavirus. If anything, I think what, I don't know, like fucking Friday, I went to Walmart because I wanted to get some picture frames for my mom for Mother's Day with her holding Jalen. And you can't fucking tell me. Walmart had, the parking lots looked no fucking different than it normally would.
No.
Everything in there looked no fucking different. So why the fuck can I go to Walmart?
That's what I said.
Yeah. I just don't fucking get it.
Like the virus doesn't spread in Walmart?
Well, here's the thing. Do you think Walmart's going through and spraying down every fucking inch of where everybody
That's
touched?
What Pav said. Oh, they're really... I'm like...
They are. I have been in there enough.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a goddamn thing different they do.
And no. Same with... I went to festival later that fucking night. Same fucking shit. Like...
And if you're scared, stay the fuck home. I don't give a shit, wear a mask.
You know, and like Sam...
If I die from it, then I'll look like an asshole, I guess.
Yeah. You know, Sam, Sam, she came into Pluto's yesterday, and she said, I don't know if she told you that, but she said like some dude cocked off to her at Walgreens, so she didn't have a fucking mask on. I said, what'd you tell her? She's like, I guess I didn't know it was that big. Yeah, I told that guy to fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a fucking mask on, like, that should be the fucking cure for everything. Who the fuck, you know?
I'm glad I have a resting bitch face as a guy. There's not too many people that usually come up to me and...
You know what you do when they
spout off their dumb fucking opinions?
Fucking start coughing at them. Just fucking take that knife and fucking jab it right in. I just got back from China.
Right
on them. Fuck you.
Did you guys see the new campaign that Biden's trying to fucking incorporate against Trump? He's trying to say that he shut off, like, all borders, you know, like, incoming or whatever from flights and stuff. And Biden's like, that's racism or some shit. And then Trump's campaign came back. It's like, the coronavirus started in China. We're trying to prevent any, like, so you're saying we need a social distance. You shouldn't be shut. Everyone should be staying at home. We're not going to let fucking people come into the fucking country, you dumb fuck.
I don't believe the Democrats truly think that. I just think that
they're trying.
Yeah, that's a tactic they use. They don't truly think that.
They're going to say the outrageous shit to get votes and all the
and
people
that's
that
they're
eat
gonna,
up.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump gave everybody $1 million, cured cancer, solved world hunger, those same people are going to be saying he didn't do enough or something else. You're not going to please everybody, so
fuck
them.
It is funny. Justin told me, Mrs. Kelly's fiance told me he invited Melanie and Donald to the wedding. To their wedding.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I was going to say Melanie and Donald.
Trump.
I don't know the fuck
Trump.
That is. He sent them an invite?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get back to him yet? Or?
They just sent out the save the date. It's not long ago. He sent the save the date, and he said he sent an invite. And I said, dude, my cousin Lindsay would fucking melt. Like, I said, I'm like, God, that would be the most amazing fucking thing if Trump showed up to their wedding.
Bob Cannelita might cheat on fucking Savannah that night.
Yeah, and Donald would be like, Bob Cannelita, I've heard all about
you. You have a very small dick.
Actually, when you were doing that one intro, were you trying to do a Steve Irwin impression or a Donald Trump?
I couldn't get Steve Irwin down, so I just kind of did like, it wasn't Trump, it was...
just kind of like a hunter?
Yeah, just kind of like a National Geographic like narrator. I couldn't get the Irwin down, I couldn't get the Australian accent I wanted
it. It's tough.
So.
But dude, a lot of compliments on that, by the way.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass, like, when you sent me that at fucking work. Was that at work?
No, you listened to it here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was geeking out.
I'll have to get some more of those. Busy man now. I got a kid. Got another on the way.
Yeah.
Just trying to do my best.
All right. I'm going to do a Kobe.
Being a father is the hardest job, Harky.
It is, man.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe.
Ask Bill Burr.
Damn, dude. I got to get that shit back. But
all right. Well, another episode. I don't think I said it. I think it's episode 23 or
24. I think it's got to be 24. Because. Last one's it was 22,
two,
I think.
Okay, 20. So Wednesdays are the evens. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Sundays I think so.
Odd, so, another episode. Let us know what you think of our douchebag friend Rico. Thought he brought some good insight about baseball and about how Democrats are a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
So, we'll let Kawhi kind of get us out of here.
What it do, baby?